Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Today on Tunes, we have the tale of two faces. One big and one small. A band that had two separate frontmen working with some of the same faces, no pun intended, but with two very different sounds. The original foursome included the likes of Steve Marriott, Ronnie Lane, Kenny Jones, and Jimmy Winston, who would be replaced by Ian McLagan within a year. They called themselves the Small Faces. They produced four albums in their short tenure, but the funny thing is their two best-known songs didn't actually appear on any of their albums. Ichiku Park was released as a single in November of 1967, and a month or so later, a song called Tin Soldier hit the airwaves. So today here on Tunes, first we'll give you Small Faces doing a song that I've certainly long enjoyed, and then the other lineup of this band with several new members, one whose voice I'm sure you'll recognize, doing a Paul McCartney song that I think you'll know as well. So here are the Small Faces, and then the faces when they weren't so small, on today's Yeah, Baby Tunes.
Don't know where you've been, so you should know the tune. Here we go.
Baby,
Faces big and small here on Yeah Baby Tunes. We heard Tin Soldier from the original Small Faces, featuring the unmistakable vocal talents of Steve Marriott. And then the Faces with Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood doing Maybe I'm Amazed from the album Long Player. Now, Steve Marriott, the founding member of the band, had become disenchanted with their direction and actually walked off stage during a live New Year's Eve performance in 1969. He quit to start Humble Pie with Peter Frampton shortly thereafter. Some months later, Rod and Ronnie, fresh from the Jeff Beck Group experience, came looking for a new venue. They joined with Lane, Jones, and McLaughlin to form the Faces, They would produce 5 albums with this lineup and did achieve some commercial success. 2 dynamic vocalists with 2 very distinctive styles. Now, they both could belt out that rock anthem, and both could bring it down and become introspective and sensitive, and both played in a band with the name that included Faces. Now, I've seen them both in concert more than once, Stewart with and without the Faces and Marriott with Humble Pie, and believe me, they both could command the stage and your attention as an audience member. Rod, of course, has gone on to superstardom. Ronnie Wood, Stones guitarist for the past 35 years. Ian McLagan has done side work for many bands, including the Stones. Kenny Jones, of course, went on to replace the late Keith Moon as the Who's drummer. And sadly, Ronnie Lane and Steve Marriott have both passed on. The Small Faces with Steve Marriott and the Faces with Rod Stewart. The tale of two faces, 2 bands with several interchangeable parts on today's tunes. Let us hear from you here on the web or on Facebook. And don't forget those Twitter tweets. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.